Well, you probably know what that sound means. After 4 weeks and over 4,000 stories, we've finally reached the end of round 10 of our 3-Minute Fiction contest. I'm Guy Raz. I'm the curator of 3-Minute Fiction here on Weekends and All Things Considered, and also the host of the TED Radio Hour on NPR. 3-Minute Fiction is, of course, our contest where we ask you, our listeners, to come up with an original short story that can be read in about 3 minutes. The challenge this round was to write a story in the form of a voicemail message. And I have to say, we got some pretty amazing, interesting messages in return. That challenge was given to us by our judge this round, the novelist Mona Simpson, who is with us now to talk about her pick for the winning entry in this round of 3-Minute Fiction. Mona, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So, first of all, you came up with this amazing challenge, which was to write a short story under 600 words in the form of a voicemail message. Give me a sense of what came in, what you saw people do with this.
There was a great variety, and it was surprising voicemail messages. I mean, some were hilarious. Two in particular that I keep thinking of. One is called Everything's Under Control.
Oh, yeah.
By Eric Bronner.
Eric Bronner of Eugene, Oregon.
Which is about a fellow who works for the zoo who released an elephant for unknown reasons and then lost him and is trying to strategize the elephant's recapture from his one phone call from jail. Uh-huh. It's very funny. And another one I keep thinking of called After the Tone by Jackie Higgins Daly from Phoenix. She's leaving this message for her boyfriend about their complete incompatibility. And she saw somebody walking a dog, and the dog was just straining and straining and straining to go faster. And the man was pulling him back with all his might. And she saw that as their relationship.
Mona, we, of course, can only pick one story out of the more than 4,000
that
we received this round. So who is it? Who is the winner for round 10 of 3-Minute Fiction?
Well, the great story is called Sorry for Your Loss, and it's by Lisa Rubinson.
Oh, wow. What was it about this story that struck you?
It's funny at moments, and yet it's very strikingly yearning, and it's a story which the caller keeps revising her messages. I mean, we only get the message that's actually finally left. We don't get the 5 erasures and trials. And I love the way she considers these various things she wants to say, but erases them and what she finally comes to.
Well, without any further ado, here is Lisa Rubinson's story, Sorry for Your Loss. It's read by NPR's Tamara Keith.
Please record your message after the tone. When you have finished, you may hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Hi, it's me, Christine. I can't believe you still have this number, that I still remember it. But there's your voice on the machine, like no time has passed. I'm so sorry for your loss, Nick, for your mom. Can anyone else hear this?
To re-record your message, press 3.
Hi, Nick. It's Christine. Christine Williams. Remember? It's been a long time. I called because I know it's tough right now. I'm sorry to hear about the death of that your mom passed. Try to say something real.
To re-record your message, press 3.
Nick, it's Christine. Hey, long time no anything. Too jaunty.
To re-record your message, press...
Hi, Nick. It's Christine. Stacy told me about your mom. It was in the paper here, too. How are you? What a thing to say. I'm sorry for everything. Your mom and I, well, whatever, you know. But I was still fond of her. Is that what I was?
To re-record your message, press...
Nick, it's Chris. I'm so sorry. I'm in town, and I wanted to come over, bring you dinner or something. Stacy said you're single again. I left that guy. You called it. Huh. Maybe now we can... No, please, no. Let me press the right button here.
To re-record your message...
Nick, it's me, Chris. Christine, I'm sorry about your mom. I've been thinking about you. About her. For some reason, about the time she picked up the phone and said, you two are too young to be this serious. Remember how he laughed as she spit out the words two and two? I tried so hard to get her to like me. It's weird. I have a daughter now. She's the same age we were. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Ugh. To re-record your message.
Christine, it's Nick, love of your life. Nice.
To re-record your...
Hi, Nick. It's Christine. It's been so long. I'm in town. Listen, I'm sorry to hear about your mom. I'll never forget the house on Del Cielo. Her garden with those ocotillos with the octopus arms and the squat prickly pears in front of the gate. How we said she planted them to keep girls like me away.
To re-record your...
Nick, it's Chris. I'm in town. Would love to see you. I'm sorry about your mom. It's so hard to find the right words. I'm rambling, nervous, so much to say. I keep thinking about the old days. It's weird. I have a teenager now, a daughter the same age as we were. I think about us, and it's hard. I think about skiing and finding that circle of pine trees, about pretending the clouds were our kids and giving them all Greek god names, about sitting at dinner with our faces bright red. Your mom thought we were up to something, but we were just burned from the sun and the wind and the future shining down hard all around us.
To re-record...
It's me. I'm in town. I'm sorry.
To re-record your message, press...
It's me. Call me back, please. This is Christine.
To send your message, press the pound key.
Wow. That story by Lisa Rubinson from Charlotte, North Carolina, and she is with us now on the line from WFAE in Charlotte. Lisa, what an amazing story. Congratulations to you.
Yes, congratulations. I love this story.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both.
I mean, you heard Mona's prompt a few weeks ago on the show, and how did you figure out to write such an amazing, moving piece like that?
I thought it was a great prompt, and it was a lot of fun to think about what are the things that you would try to say in a voicemail that were so important and yet could still be said kind of naturally. There's always things that need to be said but aren't, or things that get said that shouldn't. And I struggle with that a lot, and I think it's a kind of a universal thing. So that's kind of what started me down that path.
What I love about it is it's very, very sad and poignant, but it's also hilariously funny. The revisions are hilarious. She first is sort of fumbling to get to the three button to make sure she can actually erase what she's just said. And then she gets good at it and kind of gets going and sort of lets herself leave messages that she knows she's not going to allow, that she knows she's going to erase. So even though it's a vocal story, we get the privilege of hearing her thinking as well to herself.
Do you have any questions that you wanted to ask Mona?
Oh, my goodness. I would love to talk about writing all day with you and storytelling, and I think it may be a little bit of a cliche, but I would love to just ask the question that new writers are always asking. How do you start when you sit down to write something? How do you talk to your characters? How do they start coming into the world with you?
That's a good question. You know, I've been writing for a long time, and I think for me it's almost a kind of a meditative practice. Characters come to me as sort of compounds or exaggerations of things I see in life, something I'll read.
Great words of advice from Mona Simpson, our judge. This round, round 10 of 3 Minute Fiction. I can't believe we're already at round 10. The winner this time around was Lisa Rubinson from Charlotte, North Carolina. Her story, Sorry for Your Loss, can be found on our website. That's npr.org/3MinuteFiction. That story will also be published in the next issue of the Paris Review. Our friends at the Paris Review have agreed to publish that story, and Lisa will also receive a signed copy of Mona Simpson's latest book, My Hollywood. Lisa, thank you so much. Congratulations on such an amazing story.
Thank you. It's really quite an honor.
And, of course, thanks to our judge this round, round 10 of 3 Minute Fiction, the novelist Mona Simpson. Mona, what a great challenge. It was great having you. Thank you so much.
Oh, it was my delight. It was really fun reading them.
That's our judge, writer Mona Simpson, and special thanks to Guy Raz, curator of 3 Minute Fiction and now host of the TED Radio Hour. And thanks to our wonderful readers, the graduate students at 14 creative writing programs across the country who helped us wade through those 4,000 stories. We appreciate everybody's help. And 3 Minute Fiction fans, stay tuned for a whole new round with a new judge, new prompt, coming soon to a radio near you. Our program is directed today by Becky Hersher. The staff includes Lily Percy, Amy Held, Acacia Squires, Phil Harrell, and Liz Baker. Our interns are Annie Russell and Rachel Rood. The technical director is Rob Berman. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishnadev Kalamore, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farrington. Our reference librarian is Key Maleski. Mathoni Maturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai, our senior producer. And for Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR smartphone app. Click on Programs and scroll down. Catch us on Twitter. You can find us at NPR Watsy or at NPR Jackie Leiden. Back on the radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great night.